What's better than a burrito, you might ask?
Nothing.
My answer would be a really good social media account. And that's why we're eating Wendy's today on...
Burrito Hour.
I love that we're fading it out to you singing along.
What is on this?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Burrito Hour.
Sorry. I just zoned
out. Man, I am your host, Brad Beal. I'm so glad to hang out with you today. Joined, as always, by the wonderful, fantastic, never dramatic. as he's being dramatic. Parker McNerney, what's up, man? How are you? Yeah? Okay, I'll take it.
I'm so good.
Man, we are joined by two wonderful people today. Boss Ross, Adam Ross, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Dude, you've been on here a lot recently.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that. It's kind of nice having a bud. But, dude, we have an incredible, amazing, wonderful, very special guest today. Zeke McKinney, the best McKinney. How are you, man?
The best McKinney.
Dang,
we should have every McKinney on here at once.
Oh, ooh.
Oh.
The great McKinney debate.
Oh.
And then we get to vote which one is our favorite.
His stepmom. Your stepmom's so nice.
She's awesome.
I met her one time. And I have her book.
You do?
Yes. And I didn't know it was her. And then it said, for Zakira. And I was like, what? That's weird. And then I was like, Oh,
I get it. Well, man, Zeke, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, man. I'm glad you could be here. This was actually not planned today.
Yeah.
You just happened to be hanging out with Parker, and we said, let's do an episode. So, So we're we're eating spicy chicken go wraps from Wendy's today.
Ooh. Ooh.
And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, these aren't burritos. I know they're not, but they're wrapped in a freaking tortilla, and it counts. So,
bing, bada boom, burrito.
Bing, bang, doodle bop, spicy chicken go wrap.
Bada bing, bada bam.
I'm nervous because it's got lettuce on it, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's been sitting here for like an hour.
Hey, what's this stuff on
it's ranch.
It's ranch?
Ranch and cheese.
Ranch, chicken, cheese.
Can I take off the lettuce?
No.
That's plastic lettuce.
Let's just go for it. Here we go. First bite. Ready? Here we go. Oh, okay.
What is bad? I can't tell.
All of it.
Something is not doing it.
Dude, I had to take the lettuce off.
I did too.
It was like floppy. You can't have no floppy lettuce.
Floppy lettuce.
Floppy lettuce. Oh, stop saying ew. Sorry,
yeah,
y'all.
We could do like the handshake with a... Are we recording right now?
Yes. <dude. laughs>
Why did you tell us?
Because, man, y'all were saying some stuff super organic.
What if I said really something I really shouldn't?
And I'd edit it out.
I'm crestfallen.
Anyway.
I'm McFallen. Have you seen that video?
No.
This lady falls in McDonald's. She goes, I'm McFallen.
Oh, I have seen that.
I have not.
That's so funny, dude.
It sounds hilarious, though.
Okay, I think we've handled about as much as we can.
I
can't finish this.
I'm going to... Zeke is... No, he's not done. He's more than we are.
I ate the whole thing.
Done.
Rebecca, you sure it's on my
Well,
wife,
she... Yeah, she had a bite.
I think it's the tort... It's just all, like, not good.
Granted, this is, like, 2 hours old.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
That doesn't
matter. I can't imagine it being super different.
It's not going to
just
be
the lettuce better. May be a little bit
and
different.
The tortilla is, like...
I will say, if I ever order this again, totally will, no lettuce.
Yeah, no.
That's for
gross.
Me. So, do we want to rank it or no?
Bro, that lettuce is like a wet napkin.
Yeah, Zeke is like, yes. Dude, while we were eating, he was like, thanks for bringing me on to the worst one. I was like, we've done the cookout bacon wrap. I thought that was worse. So
we must rank it. Justice must be done.
So I'm pairing with a glass bottle of cheer wine.
And I've heard the glass bottles taste better. Is that right?
Dude, of anything.
Why?
Glass bottle. I don't know.
Glass bottle anything tastes so much better.
I don't know why that is. Maybe it's placebo effect. Like, I just think it's going to taste better. gazebo effect?
Glass bottle gasoline tastes better than classic bottle gasoline.
Dude, it probably would.
Pirate piss.
I mean, yeah.
So, what do you, Adam, what do you got? What are you drinking?
A water.
Wow. Vanilla view.
Parker?
Coke Zero.
Again?
Again, dude. Yeah.
Amazing. Zeke, what do you got?
A half-frozen Dr. Pepper.
Dude, it's like slush, like straight slush. You know, what did you do?
Ben calls it Professor Pepper.
Why?
Oh. You know why? He's a weirdo.
Thank what is it, Mr. Pibb? Mitchell Berg? He's like...
Mr. Pibb, Dr. Pepper, Dr. Thunder. I don't know what else.
Dr. Yeah, Mitch Hedberg said, Mr. Pibb, he dropped out too soon. Like, dude didn't even get his degree. I guess, okay, girthiness. Parker. About to burp.
Dude, I don't know. It's not even girthy. It's flat. Yeah. That's an issue. That's definitely a red flag. If it's not a round shape, it's
well, it's
flat.
Not called a burrito. It's called a wrap.
But we're treating it like a burrito.
Not girthy. Fair.
Not girthy.
Zero.
Wow.
Well, there's stuff in it. Okay, one. It's not just a tortilla.
Adam?
I give it a one as well.
Zeke?
Two.
I'm going to go two. Just because I didn't
think
it was
wouldn't
a
one
that.
Basically just be like a quesadilla?
No. Yeah.
That's basically what this is.
Okay.
Amazing. Folditure.
Awful.
Yeah. Yeah. One.
Yeah.
Adam.
One.
Zeke.
It one. Tastes like weed one. Smells.
What? What?
I just taste it. It smells like when you walk into a place, it smells like some serious doobage going on. That, doobage. It tastes like the smell. Yeah. Doobage. Is there a weed in this?
Is there a weed?
Bro, it was a sketchy place. We Amazing. Did lock all the doors. All
right. Freshosity.
10.
I'm going to write down 10 if you don't change it.
No.
No.
One.
One and a half.
Dude, I'm going to go 4 because the chicken was really good, and I like the ranch. It was the only thing that ruined it for me was the
it's
lettuce.
It's half our
the
fault lettuce, for it not being yeah. fresh.
Well, that's fair.
But the like lettuce is...
The lettuce was a wet napkin. Like,
yeah.
was, oh!
Oops. We're good. Scary.
The lettuce you get like...
Oh, gosh.
Zeke, Freshosity.
Yes. Oh, so gosh. Worse.
Zeke?
2.
Okay. Testosterone.
I don't know, 2. It's not that good. A lot of it's our fault, though. It's probably like a 5 or 6 new.
New.
Fresh.
This is used. This is a used wrap.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to go 3.
Why do I keep trying to drink out of the mic?
I'm going to give it a 4. I think that their spicy chicken
You've
is
had
weird.
These good.
Yeah. Well, and I ignored everything else in one of the bites and just focused on the chicken. And the chicken was really good. So,
are you saying that I just ate a used wrap? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ew.
What would that... Nope. I'm not
going
to ask that
We're
question.
We're not going there.
Zeke, testosterone.
That makes me want to give this score a lot worse.
You know this is...
Don't say it.
Recycled.
Oh, okay. That's not as bad as I thought.
Yeah, I was about to say something you wouldn't like.
3.
Okay.
Why is it spicy?
Spicy chicken go rat.
Okay, good.
Shut the cluck up.
That's overall, fine. I'm going to go... Overall, I'm going to give it a 4. No, 3. I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay. 2.
I was about to say, overall, I'm going to give it a 3.
Yeah, 3.
Awesome. And then Rebecca will crunch those numbers for us.
It's not looking good.
Yeah, it's not looking great for old Wendy's. I'm so sorry, because your Twitter is incredible.
Yeah. Didn't they do out like an album? They really put out like a record, like an album.
Did they?
Yeah, they
Wait,
did. Actually.
Wendy's wrote a record?
Yeah, pretty sure. Hold on, I'm actually joshing right now. Hold on.
Never understood that. Why did Josh get that like privilege?
No, they put out a song called "We Beefin."
We Beefin.
Album. Wait, focus.
With their frozen beef?
Yes.
It's
here's
fresh,
a story.
Never frozen.
Look, I worked at Wendy's for 4 hours.
What?
I did. This is a real thing. I worked there I did my training videos. That's it. Okay. And in the 4 hours
Bro,
I worked
I remember
there,
this.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay. I saw them freeze their beef within 4 hours of being an employee. They are liars. This isn't beef, though.
I'm just like, why would I believe you?
Why would I lie about that?
You only worked for 4 hours.
I literally saw them pull the beef for the hamburgers out of a freezer. And I said...
Are you sure it wasn't a fridge?
No, I said to the manager, her name is Dallas, and I call her Salad because I thought it was funny. And I said, hey, like I thought you didn't do that. She was like, oh, no, yeah, we do.
All right, Dallas, we're coming for you. We're going to get that interview.
She was really nice. I liked her. She had
that exclusive... interview with Salad from Wendy's. Right here on the burrito.
She probably doesn't work there anymore.
Why?
Because they freeze there.
Dude, Wendy's.
She couldn't keep it up, man. She was living a double life. She couldn't handle the pressure.
Anyway, this is not that good. This is really not
why
that
didn't
good.
You okay, so why didn't you I'm continue working up. There?
Yeah, what happened?
Oh. Hold on. Foot powder? What the heck?
Hold on.
I got one.
I thought you were going to harmonize with me with your bottle there.
Answer the question.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, thank you. I worked there. Well, first of all, the training videos were terrible. You shouldn't have to watch 4 hours of training videos to be at Wendy's, okay?
Fair,
it's not even training videos. It's learning about the history of Wendy's. The guy who owned it, Peter something. Let's call him Peter. Peter.
Sure, Dave.
And he.
Sure, it's Dave.
Yeah, you're right.
How do you know that?
It's on the menu.
And he's
the
famous.
First one, it's called Dave.
Okay, sure, Dave.
Dave's
whatever.
Double.
Yeah, whatever.
Dave Wendy's.
Great. Yep. No, his favorite daughter's name was Wendy's. He liked her the most and named the restaurant after
ooh,
her.
Ooh, so his daughter's name was Wendy's.
No, Wendy, sorry. Wendy. No. But yeah, like, apparently he liked her the most and was very vocal about it.
Is this proof that parents do have favorites?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know they do. Well, yeah. Everyone who's outside of the family knows which one the favorite is, you know?
For sure.
Hey, Zeke, which one is the favorite in your family?
Uh-oh.
Kira, for sure.
Yeah, easy.
That's because
everybody knows that.
That's because there are two of you. You know,
it depends on who's favorite. Like the favorite from of the parents' favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kier.
What about the friends' favorite?
I don't. It depends on the friends.
We don't like any of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you know, dude, because so you cut your hair, I thought you were Zion when you had a hat on.
I did.
Yeah, you all look a lot more alike with the hair.
When I FaceTimed Parker today, and like
it was shocking to me because I was like, why is Parker hanging out with Zion? Not that he shouldn't. It just hadn't happened as far as I knew, and I was like, what? Mm-hmm. Oh, Zeke cut his hair.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying. I look just like him now.
You should shave it.
But I pierced my nose again. Mm-hmm. So
there you go.
Nice. That's something to keep it different.
Wait a minute. People are saying you look just like your identical twin?
Yep.
That's crazy. How dare you?
It's never happened to me ever before.
Bro, I remember no one has ever said that.
I remember the first time I met Zeke. I had met Zion first. You know, it was one of Parker's shows.
It was at their first show.
Yeah,
it
was at Parker's first show.
I think I remember.
In that weed store.
And I remember.
I remember
seeing Zeke, and I looked over at Brad, and I was like, bro, when did Zion get like edgy? Like,
what happened? That's exactly what he asked.
I'm edgy?
He compared you to Zion.
Zion was like basketball shorts, and you were jeans, you know?
That's not true. The amount of my edginess is jeans.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was just at that point
you had longer hair.
Longer. Yeah. It was like darker clothing. Nose piercing, and like,
you know? Yeah.
Nose
and
piercings.
That was Zion the bit a for a minute. For a couple months, I referred to you as edgier Zion. Are you okay?
That's really spicy.
You are wrong.
It hurts. It's getting more.
It does not.
Is it edgy?
Stop.
There's no curvature.
So the fact that you think that's super spicy, I really want
to... It's not like bad. It's just creeping up on me.
I'm curious how like accurate your video is.
Accurate.
Oh.
I'm curious how
more accurate YouTube videos for you.
Accurate.
I work on my accuracy.
Accurate.
Dude, that chicken was hot, dude. That the Hattie B's one, that sucked.
Yeah.
A lot.
You did that at Buffalo Wild Wings with us.
Ooh,
you're like, I want a blazing wing.
Because I heard it wasn't that bad.
He say it like that.
Yeah.
I want a blazing wing. The waitress, I was like, can I get one, the hottest one? She goes, you? You remember that?
Yeah.
The lady, she's like, you?
Yeah.
You sure? I was like,
and then she was like, No, you can't get just one. So I, who was paying for y'all's food that night, had to buy you four Blazing Wings.
You got a good night out of what I did.
No, I didn't.
You had an awesome time watching me suffer.
I mean, yeah.
I know.
But that's not worth money. I feel like we could do that with free stuff.
Hey, good. I'll reimburse you because I would have watched it.
Dude.
They have a video.
We're going to do it again. We're going to make you do it again. Except you're going to have to eat two.
We're going to make it into a burrito.
The thing about the worst part, surprisingly, was the taste of that. It tasted so bad.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It tasted terrible.
Dude, when I had them, I thought it tasted all right.
You had it?
How'd you handle it?
Oh,
I hated the taste.
I got two of them. It was, we ordered six apiece, and we're going to see like who could eat them the fastest.
Uh-oh.
I got two down and was like, I couldn't. Everything on my face was leaking. Like, I was crying, my nose was running, I was drooling, I was sweating.
The thing about the Hattie B's one is they put it in, like, the sauce or whatever, and then they inject it with ghost pepper extract. Yeah, that's why it's so bad. It's because it's, like, in the chicken, you know?
What level did I get when I was there?
The Hattie B's?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Did you get what we get? Because it's, like, medium. I think you got
medium. But I know it was bad. I don't handle hot stuff well, though.
Really?
That's because you're a baby.
I don't know if I am good with it or not, you know? Probably not.
You're funny with it. That's, I mean, at least there's that.
Okay.
I just love that you're like,
it's entertaining.
Well, I didn't know it was spicy. It's
getting better.
Yes. It's getting better.
Go subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Is that accurate?
Don't do it.
You guys, it's getting better. Is it accurate that it's getting better?
Hey.
Accurate.
Don't. Okay.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, numbers are in. I scored this a 14 overall out of 50. These are all out of 50.
Oof.
So followed by Zeke, who gave it an 11. Adam, who scored at 9.5. And Parker, who gave a very generous 7. So, Wendy's, we would love for you to sponsor our show. The burrito hour.
Can you
hour.
Imagine?
Dude, you know who I want to have on this show more than anybody?
Jeff
David
Goldblum.
Spade.
Why? I like him a lot.
Dude,
he's funny.
I just think he's so funny. Don't know why.
I want Jeff
Spavid
Goldblum.
Spavid Dade.
Spavid Dade.
Dude, I know you do.
Jeff Goldblum is awesome. I love him. And he's hilarious, but on accident, you know?
Have you ever I've always just know? Seen him. And maybe it's just characters in movies. I have a tendency to think, like, actors, that's who they are.
Yeah.
Like, I do whatever sometimes. They play, that's who they are.
He's a weird guy.
He's always a jerk.
Oh.
Like, just like a smart aleck.
Yeah.
Like,
not in real life. He's so nice.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well in videos.
We'll see next week when he's on the show. We'll see.
We'll see. Ploy. Dude, Michelle Obama should be on here, and we should be like, hey.
Stop ruining cafeterias across this country.
Be like, hey, I'm sure you're a nice person, but the food is so bad. Let's make it better. Let's put Baja in all the cafeterias.
Yes.
Baja.
Yes. We'll feed kids burritos every day.
Have you seen that thing? And it was like an article.
What are you talking about?
Well, Listen.
Stop.
There's an article on Facebook. I didn't read it. Read it, Parker. I didn't read it. I just read the title. But it was kids get like 13% happier at school if the lunch lady calls them sugar or something like that.
That
was like an article. Yeah. You know
I
what
believe
I'm talking
it.
About? If lunch was like,
not,
all right, sugar,
not.
You'd be like, oh, you know,
it's going to be a good day.
Also, lunch is so early at school.
Yeah.
My lunch in high school was at 10:30 in the morning.
What? Dude. Yeah. And okay. My grandfather, this is weird in and of itself. He eats spaghetti with mayonnaise.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Like with the tomato sauce or just the noodles with mayonnaise?
No. Like spaghetti, tomato sauce, and then every bite he gets a little bit of mayonnaise on a spoon, puts it on there and eats it.
That's gross.
He drinks milk with it. Like pretty much every meal he drinks milk. And I'm like, I think that's so weird. Then I think back to high school and I'm like,
yeah.
Dude, I drink chocolate milk with everything.
Well, because you kind of had to, though, you know?
Yeah.
That's
no,
all
you can get jungle juice.
Not at Smyrna.
I went in the golden
Laverne.
Era. They said, get some jungle juice or a real Coke.
Oh, yeah, we're not out of real Coke.
No fake Coke. And that's drugs or drink.
Laverne. Diet cocaine.
Cocaine, oh, man. Zero. You got to keep that girlish figure. Anyway, Zeke, how are you, man?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good. Happy to be here.
Yeah, man. So a little bit about Zeke. We know him. There's like a trend here. We know him from church, Life Point in Smyrna. I met him at a camp. The first event I ever did with Life Point was Camp Whatever, like 3 years ago. And I met Zeke, and I met your brother at the same time. We were at the same camp, and yeah. I literally could not tell you all apart. And so I do not know which one. One of you frustrated me, but I can't remember which one it was.
What was it over?
I think it was Zion because he was sick.
Oh, he was sick.
He was sick that year. Yeah, I think it was him.
Mad at people for getting sick.
No. I didn't say mad. I said frustrated. Because like, well, it just changes how it changes how you are in rehearsals. You know.
Oh.
But anyway,
I remember that. I was like, "Who's this guy on the drums?"
Yeah.
I remember that.
It was a fun week.
Because like half the time I was like,
"Oh, it was a great week for me." Because
brought the heat.
Got the you guys face, don't know this, but Brad is one of the best drummers that I know.
Oh, yeah, stop
so
it.
Really
I'm better.
Being able to play with this. Well, first of all, it was weird for me because I was like, "Okay, we're about to play like my church's camp." Grew up going to this camp.
Yeah.
And I'm like, complete strangers playing drums. Like,
how did that happen?
What is this going to be like? Is this going to be weird? And then you came in and just like were killing the feel on every song. And I was like, this is awesome. As a bass player, it was amazing.
Yeah.
So.
Did
super
like
fun,
Denver
yeah.
drop or something?
No.
Like, how did, why did he not know
was
you?
Was that when
he
first like started?
That know, was the first thing involved? I ever did with Life Point. So, and I'm going to be sharing this pretty soon on another podcast. But
what?
Yeah.
He's cheating.
I'm going to be a guest on another podcast, bro.
Without asking me?
Get over it. You don't control me. Anyway, so I had gotten fired from a church in January of that year. I think it was 2017.
Was it that year?
Was it 2017?
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, because Camp Whatever 2017, 18, and 19.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I'd gotten fired from a church, which, man, being fired from anything sucks. So whether it's your fault or not, it's just, it feels terrible to leave somewhere not on your own terms. So if you're going through that, I'm sorry. And if you're going to do something dumb to get fired, don't do it. It's not worth it. but, and then, man, I, long story short, I just ran into Travis at VBS that year. I took my brother to Vacation Bible School and like, yeah, and like I was taking pictures of and videos of him like dancing in the songs and stuff because I thought my mom would love to see that, and got connected with one of the pastor dudes. He was like, "Hey, man, hadn't seen you in a long time," and by long time he meant like 10, 11 years, you know. And he just introduced me to Trav. Me and Trav had coffee, and next thing I know, he's like, "Hey, do you want to play drums at camp?" I was like, "Heck yeah, man!" And so that's literally how that happened. Like within a couple weeks. And I mean, because you know, VBS and camp, they're like back to back. So, and then while I was there, he's like, "Hey, I think we want you to lead in middle school week." I was like, "Bro, I thought I was just here to play drums."
Dude, yeah, I remember the way I felt. I remember, no, I remember like in my heart, you know?
Yeah.
What was that?
Did it gurgle?
Gurgle.
Did you gurgle?
I don't know.
Yes. No, it was me. It was me. I was gonna let you believe it was you.
No,
Parker,
but like,
how did you feel?
Awesome. No, I felt because I was like, "Oh, this is a guy who played drums," and then you started playing guitar. I was like, "Oh, he's a really pretty voice." and I remember saying this. Voice. I think it was pretty. We brought Noah to church the first time he ever led on a Wednesday.
Nice,
bro. Noah.
So why doesn't come anymore?
And Noah was like, "Dude, that guy looks like me." And I was
"Oh
like,
my gosh."
Yeah, kind of.
That's amazing.
And then he was like, "Yeah, he's really talented." I was like, "Yeah, I know. I wish I knew him."
Wow, you guys.
And now
we're on a podcast together. Dude, you guys are just being really nice to me today. This is awesome. Anyway,
yeah,
the whole reason.
Stop doing that. Like you. Don't flick the lettuce at me.
The whole reason we brought any of that up was to talk about Zeke. So Zeke is a musician, and man, that means way more than just playing at church for you. You do way more than that. So. You're in a band. Could you tell us a little bit about that? I think it'd be super cool to know.
The band is called Idle Threat, and it's, I guess, aggressive music.
Scary.
You could call it that. Yeah.
Scary walk.
I don't really know how to define it. I think the best way that people define it is like melodic hardcore, post-hardcore kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's us.
How long have y'all been like together?
5 years.
For real?
5 years, yeah.
That's a long time, man. Honestly, in that scene, that's a long run.
Yep, it's pretty crazy. Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's been 5 years, but this month it's been 5 years.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
And so y'all tour, y'all travel and all that stuff?
Yeah, we do. I have a van. I am the proud and defeated owner of the van.
It's like, well, we call it a sketchy van.
Yeah. Someone had to do it, make the sacrifice. So I did 2 years ago, and we've been touring in that thing ever since.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, I think it's interesting because, and we'll get into this in a little bit too. Like, it's easy to say like hardcore or like soccer mom, like screamo. You know, like I hate that. Like anything that has any kind of like aggression and is it like the screamo? It's like, dude, screamo is a very like
specific,
like niche genre of bad bands. Yeah. You know,
Attila, dude, Attila. You know Attila?
I don't. But
you don't know Attila?
I don't.
You don't need it.
I don't want to know, dude. If you bring them up in the light of this conversation, no thanks.
They're so bad.
But your band, man, those are moments of like screaming and heavy stuff like that. Like, man. Melody runs throughout, whether it's on a guitar line or you singing or whatever. Man, it's not just yelling at people, you know?
Yeah.
It's super cool.
It's definitely what we like to do. We love melody.
Yeah. Yeah. And I listened to Ernie on the Creative Community podcast.
Yeah.
And man, he talked about that a lot. And I thought that was super cool just to get some insight on that. But man, you guys put on a festival every year? And
yeah, we do. It's called Threat Fest. It's in downtown Smyrna.
That's always so funny to me.
Past year was also the 5th year of that as well.
That's crazy, man.
Wow.
Yeah, we started it the first year we were a band.
So. That's insane.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's awesome, man.
Yep.
Downtown Smyrna makes you laugh?
It makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Just kind of weird. When I was young, that was like where businesses went to die.
Dude, you know, it was like,
oh my God.
The only thing, man, that furniture store.
Yeah.
It's been there forever.
Bees. Forever.
No, that's not right.
That's a chapstick.
Burt's Bees.
No, it's Bees.
It's Bees Furniture.
Furniture store.
Burt's Bees.
Breaking Bread. Has that been there for a while?
It's been there for a little bit. Yeah. That bar has been there. And then the pawn shop. But everything else has been vacant.
The Smyrna Gun and Pawn.
Yeah, right beside.
Yeah, it's got the
Gennardi's.
Bars on the windows.
Yeah. Dude, all those have been there forever. But there was nothing else down there. And if there ever was, it wasn't there very long. And so, man.
Threatfest made it 5 years. So.
I know, man. You guys are doing it. And, man, Carpe Cafe really was kind of the start of changing.
Kind
of the revitalization of that area. And it's kind of cool. It's just, you know, after 30 years of being like the place or whatever, you know, you didn't even refer to it. Like, yeah, man, downtown Smyrna. It's like, we have a downtown.
Yeah. It's not much, but there is
but
one.
It's cool, man. Yeah. It's cool. So I can't help but notice. I can't even keep. I was going to try to be serious, but I can't. But I can't help but notice, man, you don't have tattoos.
Yeah.
Oof.
And so you're in a hardcore band, or you would call it post-hardcore or whatever, but they're screaming.
Yeah.
So it's at least a little bit angry.
Yeah,
I feel like you have to have tattoos.
Only one of you does, right?
Ernie makes up for our lack of tattoos.
Ernie has a lot.
Well,
his
he's
legs
got like
are
like
covered.
Are they good?
His legs are not covered.
His legs is like the big one.
Yeah,
huh?
He's got a big one.
Oh,
on
no,
his
arms
leg.
Are pretty
his,
covered.
His yeah, his right arm. It's got all.
He has,
the tattoos
he has a lot
on
of faith related tattoos.
That's awesome.
Yep.
So why don't you have any? Is there a reason, or you just don't, or?
Yeah, there's a reason. Not like a one reason, but. Money is one of them.
yep.
They're expensive.
Yeah.
And then two, every time I've had an idea that I really like and that I think about getting, it always stops me. I'm like, is that something I want on me forever?
Yeah.
I don't know. And so I'm not opposed to it. It's just, and I think I always build it up in my mind that the first one has to be the perfect idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I probably psych myself out way, way too much.
Yeah.
Until I have that perfect idea, I'll never do it. So I think if it ever happens, I'm just gonna have to like impulse it one day.
Just do it. Yeah.
Just Parker.
Let me give it to you.
Like, no. Yeah. No. Not that impulse.
No.
Yes. Yes.
I'm good.
I will do such a good job.
What would you do?
Hard pass.
I would give you options. No. I would let you be like. Give you options. I'd be like. I'll let you give me ideas, and then I would not tell you what it is until it's done.
Bro. What?
What? No,
it
no, would, no.
It wouldn't be
what,
like.
What if I paid for you to get like a small tattoo, like upper thigh,
of me,
so that no one else saw it, but you could say you got your first one.
No, I feel like no. I feel like Parker would like get infected somehow, bro, and do it wrong.
You know,
and
it would just be like
the design.
Like just keep going in your skin.
What was that? I mean,
they didn't see it. Don't worry about it. Forget. No, I feel like I would just like, forget that I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Like texting.
I feel like he'd probably do so bad I'd end up like having to like amputate my leg.
Yeah.
And then it'd be like, I don't have tattoos because I lost my leg.
Trying to get one.
Anytime anyone asks me like, why don't you have any tattoos? I'll be like, let me tell you a little story.
Lost my leg. At war? No. Okay. No
story.
No, I
lost my leg. Dude, we're going to rewrite it.
I would give you a poem, but something I said.
Parker.
Oh, gosh.
You know, I actually low-key think you could be a tattoo artist.
Why?
No.
I think the design would actually be good.
I can't draw.
It would. No. Hold on. Stop. Everyone stop. Okay. Look at me, Parker. Eye contact. If you were to give Zeke a tattoo, I wouldn't worry about what the art would be. I would just be worried that you would, like... like stab him instead of like,
but this ain't
go
working.
Too deep.
like try to cut.
I just get like a pocket knife and some mink. I'm like, ready, dude. There's this thing right now, and like high school kids my age are like doing stick and pokes. Was that a thing when you were in school?
Oh yeah.
No, that wasn't a thing for us.
And I'm not gonna say her name, but there's this girl that I have on Snapchat that I used to be kind of friends with. And she'll be like, hey, buy stick and pokes from me. I'm like,
what?
Why would I pay you $20 to put a blob on my hand? You know? Because it doesn't look good. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
They're bad.
I have some friends that have some okay ones.
Really?
You know, yeah. Well,
okay, I guess I'm out of the loop. I don't know what a stick and poke
is. You can get like kits, but I don't think it's for that purpose, is it? It's like basically, essentially like a sewing needle, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. And then ink, and you just poke yourself.
It's like a really... like rugged, stupid version of like traditional,
yeah,
like tribal tattoos. Mm-hmm. Because how tattoos originally came to, I could be botching this, but like these people have like a, it almost looks like a hammer, and it's got a stick on it or like a needle of some sort, and they take another piece of wood and like, and like
weird,
yeah. I mean, that's what tattoo needles do. Well, it's just motorized and really fast. Yeah. You know, it's like literally just stabbing you hundreds of times.
I'd rather have a motor one.
I mean, I guess. But anyway, I just figured out because like that's like the thing, man. You're in a hardcore band. You gotta be like you should have neck tattoos. You know, what I'm saying?
All the way. Birdman.
Okay.
I don't know. I think my neck is too long and skinny. I think it would look weird on me.
Be perfect.
Oh yeah,
my neck is covered up.
I don't know. I guess it just didn't. I never wanted to do it just because it was the thing you do.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
fair.
I want it to like really mean something.
Yeah.
If I do it.
So. He's not impulsive like Parker.
Well, I'm impulsive. I'm not impulsive, but sometimes I'll be a little spontaneous.
Yeah.
For instance, my nose piercing.
Yeah, yeah.
Both times I did it was just one day. I was like, all right, I'm doing it today.
Yeah. So, yeah. Dude, I only have one, and me and Rebecca have a matching tattoo, like on our.
Yes, I love them.
Like the ring finger or whatever. Yeah. And I will say, I was in the same boat as you. Always said I was gonna get tattoos. Like, oh man, I can't wait till I'm 18. I'm gonna be tatted up. You know,
yeah.
I'm gonna get inked, bro. And I had friends.
Ink.
What?
Stop
from Nemo, dude.
Finding Nemo. You made me ink.
You made me ink.
Anyways.
And I have friends that totally do that and have done that, and they have hundreds of tattoos. And what I saw with them is like, man, a lot of them are just dumb. And I would always be like, why did you get Ron Burgundy tattooed on your leg? And he was like, you know, this one friend in particular was like, why not?
I mean,
like, I don't know. I can't, like, most things have to be sentimental to me.
Yeah.
And so Same as you, man. I was like, the first one has to mean something. Mm-hmm. We did, however, kind of impulsively just go out and get it. We talked about it for a long time. And I, you know, I can't wear gold because it like messes with my skin or whatever. And so we hadn't wore a ring in a long time. And just out of nowhere one day, my cousin was like, I want to go get my nose pierced or whatever. And we were like, cool. And while we were waiting on her, we were like, let's go get tattoos. Yeah. And we did.
There you go.
I will say I also have like no pain tolerance. So the whole time he had to keep reminding me to breathe. Yeah. I was in there. He was like, come on, man, breathe. And I was like, but yeah, so it's on our finger. It kind of hurt, but it's really cool. And it's the only one I have, but I do have an idea for another one, but I just don't know if I would do it.
If I were to get a tattoo, what do you think it would be?
Anything.
If you could just guess.
The first thing you saw, probably.
I'm like,
for some reason, I feel like it would be like
on the road earlier. I want his face tattooed on my arm.
I feel like it would be like a killer grilled cheese or something, like a grilled cheese that has sharp teeth and a butcher's knife.
That's kind of cool. Dude, our friend Zan got the Jell-O stapler from The Office tattooed on his leg, then his cat's. He goes cat his face.
Oh my gosh! Tattooed.
Wow. I would do something like that. I'd probably get my dog.
Yeah,
I get Sugar would tattooed. The thing about tattoos is that I think you could get whatever you want if you can cover it up for like job interviews, you know?
Yeah, I think that dynamic is changing.
Yeah.
The dynamic is changing a little bit.
But still, you know, just like if it's a stupid one, get it somewhere you can cover it up, you know?
Yeah.
I would definitely get a tattoo of you.
Nice.
I don't care. Yeah. If you know, okay, if you paid for it.
I'll tell you this much, Parker. If you ever showed me a tattoo on your body of my face, I would punch you.
Why? Immediately. That's so nice.
You don't know. I don't
have you forever.
Oh my gosh.
Until I died.
Anyway, we'll talk about this later. Until I die and then you rot away.
What if tattoos like fell off when you died?
You could just walk around and be like, oh hey, look, tattoo just fell off somebody.
Like a patch. It just fell off. Yeah.
Oh god. It's like a used tattoo.
Like, it's like the like
take
the
it to the shop.
Can you stitch this back on? Oh, why am I doing that? I keep trying to drink out of the mic.
So weird.
It's been a long day, man. It's been a long day. So you being in a heavier band, obviously at your shows and stuff, there's probably like mosh pits and some of the hardcore dancing and stuff like that.
Very occasionally.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Really? Pretty much only at like Threat Fest or like the occasional touring show if people are really into it. But our stuff is lighter compared to most.
Gotcha. So,
yeah.
Have you ever seen... In any of those mosh pits, have you ever seen anyone get like any funny injury?
In ours? Well, there was this one time. There's this kid that comes to Threat Fest. I believe his name is Luke.
Oh yeah. Oh gosh! You know I hate when Parker reacts like that.
Yeah. He's nice. He's a nice kid. Dang, chill. He's a
This guy's a nice kid.
Yeah. He comes every year. He's really supportive. It really means a lot that these kids come out. And but he just gets he's so into it every year, so passionate about it, and it's awesome. And but he has gotten hurt multiple years at Threat Fest.
Gosh.
To where it's like a joke. Like now we're like, Luke's gonna get hurt again this year. I wonder what's gonna happen.
Oh, he's like that one kid off Hey Arnold. He's like, I'm okay.
Yeah, but he's like he's such a good sport about it though. Like he'll get knocked out. Like legit knocked out.
Miller knocked him out.
Yeah. I'm getting to it.
Oh, sorry.
But like he'll just like afterwards he'll make sure he's okay and he'll go right back into the pit. He's just he just loves it. And so it's really cool. But this one year, I think this was 2017. And we covered Rage Against the Machine that year. We covered Killing in the Name.
Okay.
And
that'll do it.
Yeah, people went crazy when we started playing that. And Miller, this is a guy who goes to our church, and he was there in the crowd going crazy when we were playing that song. And he was, I don't know, like flailing around or something like that. Like everyone was like banging their head, and he flipped his head like way back and didn't know that Luke was like right behind him and like just popped him like right in the jaw, like right in his teeth, like
went
with the back of his head. And Luke, apparently, I didn't see any of this, but I was told immediately after I said what happened.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, he like immediately grabbed his mouth and he fell straight to the ground and was like in the fetal position, like
in the middle
of the pit, like just laying there.
I can't imagine
like,
how
and he like wouldn't get up. He was like kind of in shock and like everyone was trying to like get him up. They had to carry him out. I think he might have even like went out for a second.
Yeah.
And they brought him out and he was like bleeding from his mouth. And then apparently they like cleaned him up, made sure he was okay for a second, and he came back.
Dang. Yeah.
Of course, man. Yeah. I couldn't do it.
Committed.
He went to a show a couple months ago, the kid Luke.
Yeah.
Showed at like, the end and got elbowed in the face and he's now missing a tooth.
Yeah.
Dang.
His tooth got knocked out of his mouth and he's still missing a tooth.
I couldn't do that.
So you know what this reminds me of? So Brad, you were in a metal band.
Stop it.
And played at my school, like back before I even knew who you were. So
why did they let us do that?
Bro, and you remember there was a mosh pit that happened?
I don't remember that. No.
Bro, so it happened and someone broke their arm.
At your chapel. School?
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
You're lying. I am not lying. All right. Well, because that takes me to another story at Life Point.
Dude, Ernie was there. He told me.
I never thought I would ever have any future with Life Point at all. Because one, I was really stupid in high school. And two, I was in a metal band that played a late night session at camp whatever. And a kid broke his elbow during a mosh pit at camp. And a girl got her nose busted.
Oh, my God.
Ernie's friend was the guy who broke his elbow.
Yeah, Zion, remember?
Ernie. Who? Ernie, I don't know. Ernie was like, I know Brad because I saw him play at camp. I was like,
yeah, what? Dude. Yeah. And that was our first ever paying gig.
Really?
They paid us like $500.
What?
Nice. Plus was this t-shirts at Horns Creek?
Yeah.
No
way. Yeah, dude. It was at Horns Creek. And we got $500 to play and we got to sell merch and we sold a lot of shirts that night. And it was highly profitable for us, but we were never asked back. I don't think they ever did another Battle of the Bands or anything like that after that. Yeah. Because we were in a battle of the bands against a country artist, a rapper, and like an indie band. And David McCammon, who was the youth pastor at the time, he was so certain that the indie band was going to win, or the country guy, one of the two. Mm-hmm. And so the way they had voting set up was like text. You could like text in, and it was like live polls.
Mm. Nice.
And so the host for the night was like, hey, text in who... You know, it's time to vote for who plays camp, whatever, text your votes. And so for the first like 10 seconds, everyone was kind of like all together, a little bit of flickering. And then out of nowhere, our band went like way higher than everybody else. And we didn't expect it either. But we were like, okay, we can win a paying gig. This is awesome. Yeah. And the dude on stage was like, you still have time to vote. Make sure you vote. And I mean, for good reason too, man. Because we like, a kid broke his elbow and a girl got her nose busted. But
dude, people would be so mad now, like our age. Because our age, most kids are
mine age.
I hate that stuff.
Hate what?
The good music.
We were not good.
Better than what they listen to now.
I don't know. It depends. But dude, have you, Parker, had any like weird injuries in your life?
Oh, yeah. One time I was in New York.
Oh, yeah.
I was in New York.
Oh, yeah.
I was in New York when I was like 5 because my grandma was doing something. And I went and there was this like playground next to where she was staying. And it was raining, or it just rained. And it was like, all right, kind of walking thing, get down, walk, walking thing. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And I was like, okay, I bet I could make that jump. I'm that good, you know? And then I just... ran, slipped. I go, and then face first into it. Knocked my tooth right on my face. Luckily, I had baby teeth.
Yeah.
But I remember I was like, okay, I could either freak out right now or just go home. And I just went back into the place. I was like, Mom, I'm missing a tooth right now. She was like, no, you're not. Mom. I was like, yeah. She goes, like, opens my mouth. She was like, what? What'd you do? I was like, I fell. That's like the one weird... thing I could think of. The other day I was on the ground.
The other day.
Yeah. I was on the ground. Ben was like running after me. I was like, and I like rolled and I just smacked my knee on the door. I go, and my knee still hurts.
That's amazing. Sounds like, dude, that sounds like me whenever I get hurt. I have to like, what the?
Have you done any weird injuries or?
I have a few.
Dude, I have to.
Tell me your favorite.
Pee again.
Well, stop.
I think, man, I don't know. I think I have two.
Okay.
One is the worst that I've ever had, I think, if I'm remembering correctly. It's on my left knee when I was 13. We were, you know, like when you're in middle school and you go to football games with your friends, you don't go to watch the football game. You go to screw around with your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
And so we were running around the playground, and you guys, like, so some playgrounds don't have mulch. Some of them just have, like, rock pebbles. Uh-huh. Yeah. So this playground had rock pebbles.
Yeah.
And we thought
to earn it.
Yeah. We thought it would be a great idea if we played, like, tag with each other by pelting each other with handfuls of these rock pebbles.
That's amazing.
And so we were running around this playground just throwing rocks at each other. I was like running like by the edge of the playground, and you know how like playgrounds like are like separated from the rest of the field by like a little black border that kind of like raises it up a little bit. So it had that, and I was running, and it was dark, and I just kind of like leaped off to the side to get off the playground just off the edge. And I apparently didn't see that there was a ditch that I was jumping into. Oof. And I just went straight into the ditch. And there must have been like some glass or a knife at the bottom of the ditch.
Oh, no.
And it went straight into my knee. And it cut it open real deep and real bad. And so I like
that. Did you cry?
No, I didn't like cry. Out of pain. I did cry later on the way to the hospital when my friend's mom told me, yeah, you're going to need stitches. And I was like, no. I was like so afraid. But I did not cry until then. I got up out of that ditch and was kind of like limping around. You know, like when you hurt yourself and you're like, I just need to walk this off.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And so I did that for like 5 minutes. I'm like, this isn't getting better.
And I finally
looked down and I saw my kneecap.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is way worse than I thought.
Oh my gosh.
Was.
Where'd my skin go?
And I waved everyone down. I was like, stop.
We stop throwing rocks.
Like, hey, in the knee.
And they, so long story short, we stopped playing and went and found some parents.
Oh, so you ruined it. You ruined the party.
Yeah. I did.
Baby, dude.
And they took me to Vanderbilt, stitched me up that night.
Oh my gosh.
I've never had stitches. I've never had stitches.
My mom told me that I was going to get 13 stitches, but because it was right before I turned 14, they had me on like a bunch of drugs at that point. I apparently asked the doctor if he could make it 14 stitches because I was about to turn 14. And he was like, all right, buddy, you got
it. All right, we'll do it.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But yeah, the other one is one that you were kind of there for. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh my gosh.
So I was leading worship with Brad one time at the creek, and in between services, are you okay?
Oh, she's warming up by the heater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, my wife just walked out here and like just stood. Like, what is happening?
You look really excited. I was like, are you peeing? It's like,
what?
Pirate piss.
Anyways.
I was in between services. I did the first service to watch the sermon, so I already did that. I'm not that kind of guy.
I'm not a heathen.
But the second service, there is one of the kids in our youth group. I went out and I was playing basketball with him, and he, at the same time that he crossed over to go one way, I leaned in to try to steal it from him, and basically his head collided with my face. And just broke my nose. And I, as soon as it happened, I heard like a, and I was like, game over. This game is over. And I like held my nose. And I remember I walked back inside. I found you. And I was like, Brad, does my nose look crooked? And you're
touching
like,
his eye.
A little bit, but not really.
Dude, it's
but
so
at
weird.
At that point,
you don't...
it had swollen up a lot. So, yeah.
You don't realize, like, until a moment like that, you're like, I should pay attention to people's features.
Yeah.
Because, like, this could be helpful one day.
Yeah.
Did you finish?
What? Oh yeah, I played the rest of that morning with a broke nose.
Oh yeah, and for the first couple of minutes, we were like, I think you're okay. I don't know. And then Rebecca walks over and she goes, "Oh my gosh, your nose is broken. It looks really crooked." And I was like, "Is it?" I was like, "I feel like it's always kind of crooked." She's like, "No, not like that." Because she's like hyper observant.
She's like, "Yeah, nah."
And then like they were like weird. Two nurses that attend the Crete campus, and they're like, "I think you're fine." And you eventually wound up going to like a clinic or something, right?
Yeah, and they said it was like a fracture.
Yeah,
so it wasn't like as bad as it could have been. Broke. It was a little bit off center. For sure.
Rebecca immediately was like, "Oh wow, no."
Yeah.
And the rest was like, "I think you're okay, man." Yeah. So, don't trust your friends. Go see a doctor.
Go to Rebecca.
Yep.
So for me, it's like I've never had like a serious injury, but I will say this is probably the most embarrassing story of like me getting hurt.
I don't think I know the story.
Dude, you don't. Okay. I don't share it very often.
All right.
So I was at Life Point by this time. I think it was like 2 years ago.
Really?
And I was in the shower.
Okay.
And
always great.
Dude, I
shower injuries. Classic.
Classic.
So Rebecca had showered and she uses this Dove body wash that's like it's like really moisturizing or whatever. So it's like pretty slick. And she also like washed her hair and had like conditioner and stuff. And so both of those rinsing out into the shower, you know, the floor of the tub or whatever, it was very, very slippery. And I didn't let it like rinse enough before I took a shower. Cause it's like early morning or whatever. And so I get in the shower and, you know, I have a whole process, right? I wash my hair first. I start from the top and I go down because I'm not going to wash my body and then wash my hair and get all the nasty hair stuff as I rinse, you know? So anyway, last thing I'm doing is I get my loofah. I have a loofah for like my normal body wash stuff and I have another loofah for like my feet. Okay. So I get my foot loofah and I'm getting ready to wash my feet.
Uh-oh.
I stand on one foot. I stand on one foot and I go to wash the other foot and I slip.
Yeah.
And somehow perfectly land to where both arms land on the side of the tub at the same time as both knees land on the floor. So I spun something, my foot slipped and I spun over. Yo! And Rebecca comes in and like slings the door open and I'm like wrapped up in the shower curtain and I'm like still on my knees and like my arms are on the side of the tub and she's like, "What happened?" I said, "What do you think happened?" It's like, "I fell. Turn the water off." You know, because it's like water getting everywhere.
Oh,
like,
gosh. Dude, amazing.
So I just sat there for a minute because it's like, you know, the worst thing for me is anything like stings and stays stinging. I hate that sensation. Yeah. Oh, and so like, dude, both of my arms, I just stayed there and I was like, okay, if I try to move right now, it's going to get worse. So I'm just going to sit here. I have no idea how long I just stayed there. Felt like forever, probably just a couple seconds. But I finally stand up and both my arms have like golf ball size lumps on them. And it stayed that way for like 2 weeks, man. Like I would put a shirt on or whatever and like, you know, whenever it would touch my skin, I was like, ah, like I was like 28 and I was like, "You don't fall in the shower until you're old. Like what happened?"
I fall in the shower all the time.
What is wrong with you?
I just slip. It's like wet, dude. The shower's wet.
Slippery when wet.
I've done a lot of things. I, you know, strained my neck when I bent over to pick up a basketball when I was a kid one time, which was dumb, but like, The most embarrassing one
Did
is
you try
like
to pick it up with your mouth.
No, I just leaned over to pick it up. No, I just bent over to pick it up and was like, "Ow!" and like had to go to the hospital and everything. But the most embarrassing was like, yeah, everyone, you know, I was like hobbling in. Everyone's like, "You okay?" And I was like, "Yes, I fell in the shower." And they're like, "What?"
Rebecca pushed me.
Oh man.
Oh dude.
The worst injury I've ever witnessed was I was with Trent Jones at Nashville Shores.
Oh gosh.
And oh god, I hate this. And we were in the bathroom you know, peeing and whatnot.
Together?
What you do in the at the same time, but not together, separated ish. Okay. And so
there's no streams crossing. Or anything like that.
No.
Okay.
And so we were like washing our hands, you know, as you do, and using the blow dryer. And he goes, "All right, let's play a game." I was like, "Okay." And then we were like, I don't know why we're just, the game was smacking each other's hands, and I smacked his hand, and his hand just goes into the blow dryer. It's hinking, and it stops. He just goes, he stopped it with the gears or whatever with his finger. He just goes, and I was like, "Okay." And he was like, "Should I pull it out?" I was like, "Yeah." He goes, and literally, I saw his vein hanging out of his finger. And I remember this like it was yesterday, but I was like 5. And I was like, "Oh God." He just goes, and then runs out, starts screaming, and drags his finger on the ground outside. For whatever reason. He was freaking out because there was a lot of blood.
Oh, he's just trying to wipe it off.
Yeah. He was with his vein just
hanging. Y'all were like 5, you said?
5 or 6, yeah. And the next year, the blood was still on the ground.
That's because Nashville Shores is gross, yeah, dude. Oh, my gosh. Why did you? He would have probably been fine had he not pulled it out.
I know.
Well, like, what else is he going to do?
At 6 years old, they don't think any...
No. Should I pull it out? Because my cousin did the same thing. He had a jack fall on his hand right here.
Oh.
And it just pinched his skin. It was fine. And then he pulled, and it, like, ripped the skin off.
Oh, God.
Had he not pulled, it would have been fine. So I bet had he just left his finger in there, they could have, like, disassembled the thing.
Disassembled it somehow.
Move it, get his finger out. It probably would have cut or whatever.
If you're, like, 6, you know.
You also got to think they're 6.
But I just remember the noise because it was like, and I was like, okay. This
also,
is bad.
Also, I just want you to know it's your fault.
He wanted to play the game. I just was good at it.
And y'all are still friends? Y'all are still friends.
Dude, we've been friends since we were 2.
That's crazy.
And we've always done stuff like that. And we got...
What's his finger look like now?
It's fine. It's just a scar. But we weren't allowed to hang out for a couple of years because of
how much
trouble we got into. Like, we were shooting fireworks one time, and he shot himself in the chest with a Roman candle.
Oh, my
God. His mom thought it was me. It wasn't. I swear. He was just like...
And
it was classic. Like, ow! And like put a hole in his shirt, and then
sunk.
He was like, "We're so ready." It was the first time we've ever done fireworks by ourselves. Weren't supposed to. Probably 9. Just shooting. He goes, "Ah!" It was like on fire. So we weren't allowed to hang out for like 4 years, and then we started hanging out again a year or 2 ago. And his mom like, "Y'all are probably better now." We got detained at 4:30 in the morning a couple months ago. No, last month.
Of course he did.
Yeah. We weren't doing anything bad. We went to Waffle House and Trent started
a fight.
No. Trent was like yelling. Trent was yelling outside.
Why?
He was just like, I don't know. We yell. And it was like probably 2:30 in the morning now. And then I was like, "All right, take me home." And he just went. I lived with, you know, at the time. And we went down old Nashville for some reason. So why? So I was like, "Okay, let's go the other way." He just pulled out to this dirt road. But because he was screaming, Waffle House called the cops saying there were 2 drunk teenagers driving whatever car he was driving.
Dang.
Oh my God. As soon as he pulled onto this dirt road, it just goes, "Whoo!" And there were like 3 behind us. And
jeez.
And my mom lives in Connecticut. I live with my friend. Trent's parents are out of town. Neither of us have our license on us. It's 4:30 in the morning.
Why don't you have your license?
I wasn't driving. Trent lost his license. I didn't bring my wallet because if I bring my wallet, I'll buy something.
Okay.
You know that.
Okay.
So I didn't. But bring.
Did the cop know that?
Well, he thought we were drunk. Well, I mean, like, he thought we were drunk for the first 20 minutes because they told us that's what they were. But then we weren't.
Hey, and so moral of the story.
Don't hang out with Parker at Waffle House late at night.
And also,
don't
always
go to Waffle
carry
House.
Your ID.
Anyway, yeah. What happened?
Words.
What?
they like got us out of the car, and Trent's neighbor had to come get him. My friend's mom had to come get me. But we were with the cops for like 2.5 hours.
Oh, my
just
gosh.
Asking, cause, like, they didn't believe me. They're like, "Your mom does not live in Connecticut." I was like, "She does." They're like, "So if we go to this address on your license," which is my old address, like, "Your mom won't be there. It'll be empty." I was like, "People live there. You can go wake them up, but I don't know them." And then he was like, "Oh, you want a smart off, boy?" I was like, "No." And then he was like, "Okay, well, if you're lying, you're going to juvie." I said, "Okay." And he goes, and he's like, "Okay, you're not lying." But after about 2.5 hours, they put us in handcuffs. for the first like 20 minutes because I thought we were drunk.
Parker.
And I was like, I was excited, you know? I've never done it, you know?
I'm so...
But after they found out we weren't drunk, they were so nice. Like, they know about short term now. I talked to them about the band.
In the world.
Yeah. They were so nice.
I'm so disappointed.
Why?
Like real time right now.
Why?
This is a great story.
I could have been
like, this is awesome.
I could have been doing drugs. The worst part about it is I was under 18 out after 11 or whatever.
And you still wound up in Hank. I don't know. I just want better for you, Parker.
No. They thought we were drunk teenagers, so they're like, all right, give us your hands.
They were misinformed.
Yeah, so I was like, okay.
I'm gonna check with my cop friend.
Did they make you do a breathalyzer?
They were about to, but after we were like talking to them, they were like, they're not drunk because we were just talking normal, you know?
Yeah. Were you like,
this kiss is crazy? Well, they come up to the window, like, and he goes, what are y'all doing here? He's like, oh, I was checking my tire. I think it nails. And he goes, no, you weren't. He goes, yeah. I was like, okay, well. So, yeah. That was
amazing.
Such a long night, dude. And then I led kids the next day at church. I had to be there. I got home at 4:30.
And went to church at 6:30.
Dude, what? Wow.
Yeah.
What
amazing.
What a night.
Yeah, but when I'm, like, old, I have stories to tell my friends.
What? Anyway.
Probably won't have kids.
So we're at the hour mark already.
What?
Yeah, dude. And we still have one more thing to do.
Are we doing this right now?
Yes, it's going to be a longer episode.
Can I pee first? Can y'all talk while I pee?
Wait.
No.
Is the thing still left?
Oh, we're still doing it. Yeah. Coming up right now, dude, we're going to do one of the greatest segments in the history of Burrito Hour, The Great Debate.
I'm so excited.
So in this debate, we're going to talk about something very near and dear to my heart. It's whether or not time travel and teleportation are basically the same thing. And so I would like for each of you to state your position just very quickly. They are the same thing. They are not the same thing. Parker?
They are not the same thing.
Zeke?
Affirmative. I'm in the affirmative. I think they are
the same. Yeah.
I will explain more when you give me my
I thought he said, what do you think? Affirmative.
My opening statement will explain.
Okay. And then, Adam, where do you fall?
We'll see.
They're essentially the same thing.
Whoa. Okay. Okay.
And you know, I'm going to go on the record here. I'm going to side with my boy. And I'm going to say that they're basically the same thing.
This is what? Oh.
You think you're more the boy than I'm the boy?
I just had to do that to get your reaction. I'm actually am with Parker. I do not. I do not think they're the same thing. So Zeke, if you would start us off here, man, please explain why you believe they are inherently the same thing.
Okay. So basically, I believe that time and space are so deeply connected and related to one another that you can't really travel one without traveling the other. That's basically my stance.
Can I argue? Okay. So, again, we've had this conversation a couple times.
Yeah.
Again, if that's the case, then when you go drive, you're time traveling.
Yeah, of course you are.
No, you're just in time. You're just.
Why do you think we have different time zones? Because the sun is not in the same place.
No.
According to whatever part of the earth you're
okay.
on.
Okay.
And therefore, it's a different time.
No. Listen. So you're saying if you get in your car and drive to your house from McDonald's, that's time traveling?
Technically. Yes, it would have
technically,
to be.
Technically.
It would have to be. Yeah.
That's not right.
Yeah, no. No, it is.
Oh, no, it's not. Okay? Look. If that's the case, then none of this is even, like, conversational. Right? Is that a word?
Conversational is
debatable.
Debatable. Because then, like, there's no point. If that's your version of time travel, then there's no point in talking about this. Because technically we're time traveling right now.
Well, I think if you were to travel time, say you were to jump back, you know, 20 years,
yeah,
you wouldn't be in the same place that you are now. Because
first of all, how do you know that?
I can't know that for sure. It's a theory. It's a theory.
Okay.
If you were to teleport from Nashville to Los Angeles, California, the time would be different.
Yeah, but if you drove from Nashville to Los Angeles, the time would be different.
Yeah, same thing.
No. Then it's just traveling. Yeah. Then what? Yeah. It's just traveling, dude.
And it's technically time traveling.
No.
Yeah, it is.
So time traveling is non-existent. It's just traveling, is what you're saying.
I mean, yeah. I mean, every sense of traveling, you're technically moving space and time because you can't separate the two. The two are so deeply connected that if you travel one, you're traveling the other. That's my theory. And so therefore, time travel and teleportation are basically, not essentially, but...
Well, then you're saying...
Wait, hold on. Let me intervene here. So without arguing point to point, Parker, could you sum up why you think they're different?
They're just two different things, because time travel is, say, you go to the future or the past, whichever you want to do. You're traveling through time. Mm-hmm. You're literally going through whatever it is, whatever, however it would exist, like a tunnel or whatever, through time to a different time. And that's another good point. I just thought of one. You cannot go backwards in time, but time traveling, you can.
Wait, what?
If you want to time travel to the past, can you do that in your car?
You can do it on a flight back from Bangkok.
But like actual time, not like number time, but like time. Like a second
ago? I'm sure that you can, but I'm saying I don't know if it's actually possible, but if it were possible, you would technically be changing location as well, because...
Yes. Well, maybe, depending on how it worked.
Yeah, because you can't travel time without traveling space.
But that's what we were arguing about. But teleporting is almost instant, which technically you're still going...
It's not instant, though.
Could be.
It's not. No,
how
it's
do
not.
You, oh, I would
because,
love it.
Because your consciousness, your body, cannot physically exist in two places at once. Therefore, it's not technically...
I would love to clarify. Neither of these things are possible. At least right now.
You want to know how this conversation started?
Zeke was like,
we were at McDonald's, right?
Yeah. Why don't you tell him?
He goes, we were like ordering on the screens at McDonald's. He goes, why do we have these but not time travel? They're like teleportation devices. Yeah. And I was like, what? And for some reason, that sparked this argument in July, and we're still here.
That's amazing.
Why do you think it's the same thing, Boss Ross?
I really don't know. I just was siding with Zeke.
Thanks for the support.
I understand both sides. I understand that space and time are connected. You can't travel one without the other. But I don't think that connects the thought of time travel and the thought of teleportation.
See, that's why I would refrain from saying they are the same thing. I'm just saying you can't have one without the other. That's my theory.
But that's just time.
What?
You can't have one without the other, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that you can't travel through time without traveling through space as well. And you can't travel through space without traveling time as well.
I would say the whole theory of being able to teleport somewhere is that you could travel through space without traveling through time.
Like just automatically.
Technically, it would probably take at least a second if it was instant.
Yeah, because even if you were to teleport to that side of the table, 1 second you would be here and then next. 1 second you would be over there.
But that's just time.
I think
that's like if you walked over there, you're not time traveling.
You changed space too. You traveled space as well.
Okay. So listen, if you were sitting right here and you walked over and sat there, then you're like time traveling. Essentially,
if you want to get technical, sure. Yeah, you would be.
So then, time travel is just not a thing because there were. Then so right now we're time traveling.
Technically, yes, of course.
No. Because we're not traveling space. We're just sitting still. If we walk to the car, We'd be time traveling.
Okay.
My thing. Okay. All right. Can I weigh in or no?
Oh yeah.
I don't know what's allowed.
I agree with me. This is the first time this has ever happened.
I made this segment up for us, and I still don't know what's allowed and what's not. For me, it's just two different thoughts. Not that they're disconnected, but that they're not the same thing. In practicality, in usefulness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So like, let's say they're both possible and we can do them whenever we want, right? My thought is not to, like, time travel means like I can DVR history,
mm-hmm.
and go anywhere I want to in time. Obviously, I'm traveling space too, but teleportation is more like instantaneous in the sense of it's, you know, November 16th, 2019 in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I want to go to Tokyo November 16th, 2019.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It would be in the same minute, you know?
Yeah, this was like I could go from here to the other side of the world in the now.
Yeah.
And will the time be different? Sure, but not for me, not for my body. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not actual time, just like the number,
where time travel is like, I want to go 20 years in the past and see what life was like.
Yeah.
To where, obviously, space and time are connected in all of it, but I think for me, it breaks down in practicality.
Yeah.
I also think that both of you know that both of you are right. And you just want to argue for 6 months.
Because even if you went back 20 years in time in this same exact spot, this spot would be different and would also be in a different spot in the universe because the Earth
is going around the sun. No, I agree with you.
Rotating differently.
But that's
20 years ago, the Earth was probably in a different spot than it is.
Okay,
And so you would be in a different space in this universe if you traveled through time.
Gosh,
the way this question was proposed to me 3 months ago was, hey, Brad, from Parker, hey, Brad, are teleportation and time travel the same thing? In which I would answer no because of like the different uses for each. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't.
And to be fair, that is how the question or the theory was originally proposed. Mm-hmm. But through arguing with Parker, I have seen that although not completely invalidated, I can see where he's coming from.
Yeah.
And so I have changed it to time travel and teleportation are just so deeply connected that you can't have one without the other. They're not the same thing,
but
they are two different directions on the same plane.
I would say, had the question been asked, hey, Brad, do you think teleportation and time travel are connected in how they work? I would say, oh, yeah, space and time. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But to say, that's why I was so, because we stood outside for like 3 hours that night.
The pizza.
And I was like, no, there's no way people think time travel and teleportation are the same thing. They're totally different. Yeah. They're used for different things. Sorry. <You're> like assaulting your microphone. I'm really angry about this.
I'm used to that. I'm used to people being angry about like my opinions, Parker.
Hey, it's not my fault that you are infatuated with being wrong.
Wow.
It's like how there has different spellings and like mean different things, but it all sounds like there.
Kinda. Hmm. I would see you said that.
I think
that
you're just trying to show how intellectual you are.
Not really.
You said that they're just.
Whoops.
You just said that they're connected in the way they relate to each other. I would say it's more than that. I think it's deeper than that. I think you're so deeply connected that you cannot travel one without traveling the other.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm just saying I wouldn't think. Like, they're too, it's just consumeristic, I guess. Like, ooh, I want to teleport to that place. Ooh, I want to time travel to that place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's two totally different things to me.
Because the time travel is not to a place. It's to a time.
What machine?
And place.
What machine do you use to do
the, well, another thing we were talking about was, like, if you're time traveling. Yeah,
it's a teleportation.
If you're time traveling, you're probably.
To time travel, you use a teleportation device.
No, not necessarily. It's a transportation device.
It's the same. How do you time travel with teleportation device?
You can't
device.
Go back to the future. You're not using a freaking DeLorean.
Okay. What I'm saying is, okay, what else has...
Did you hear what I said?
I heard... No. Okay. You're literally in my ears right now, okay?
Literally in there.
Literally.
Go, Parker.
What other machines have been like used for, I think, time travel?
The Flash.
Besides the That's a good one. I actually brought that up.
What?
Okay, the Flash. So if you're teleport, listen, it's a superhero. To me.
Hold on, he's not a machine.
Listen.
You just ignored your own question.
He can hold you and take you.
Yes, technically. No, he couldn't.
Yes, he couldn't.
Yes, he can.
No, it would kill you.
He can in the Flash.
No, it's happened in the comics. Listen, focus.
Hold on, but how do they explain that? Because he's got a special thing that allows him to do that I don't have. So if he grabbed me like ran at 300 miles an hour, or whatever, it would kill me.
Because if you're time traveling as the Flash, you're not like running down the street super fast. You're going through a wormhole, so you don't have to run that fast, essentially. But the thing, if you're teleporting. You're basically it's taking apart all of your cells and then putting them back together elsewhere.
Did you learn that from Willy Wonka?
No. Actually, yeah. And Star Trek, because you can see it, you know?
Okay, yeah.
But if you're time traveling, like The Flash or Back to the Future, you're in a thing, essentially. And there's just a tunnel. Or no, wait, yeah, time traveling, yeah.
But...
Huh?
But because you're also traveling space, it would have to do the same thing.
That's basically saying you're just not able to stop time from happening.
No, yeah, you're not.
I never said you could. But what I'm saying is that's just moving. If you're time traveling and that's technically teleporting, then you're just moving. You know what I mean? You don't know what I mean.
What?
Okay, you're saying because like if you teleport, time still goes. So that's time travel, right?
Yeah.
No. That's not right because you're still living.
If you take this theory all the way to its end, it's a logical end. Technically, we are always time traveling. Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
I concede. I would have to say that.
Yeah.
And technically, we are. We're traveling.
We're going through time. Yeah. But teleporting is literally just picking you up somewhere and putting you somewhere different quickly.
Where the time is different.
Yeah. Okay, so then if you're driving, you're teleporting in your logic.
Sure, yeah.
Nope, that's not it.
Nope.
Because teleporting is literally like, oh, I'm going to step in this thing, I'm there. You know what I mean? It's still time. Time doesn't stop.
Exactly. That's his point.
So you're saying, according to your definition of teleporting, I have to disappear from one place and appear in another place. I can't physically be transported.
I mean, you're physically being transported if you're... What do you mean?
That's what I'm talking about.
No.
Then you're technically just moving according to your...
Yes, but teleporting is in an instant, which you cannot do without teleporting. Even flying
a
plane...
But hold on, to say you're just moving, you also just said just moving is time traveling.
No. Not just moving, but like... Teleporting literally is taking you apart, putting you back together elsewhere.
Yeah, it's just a really extreme moving is what it is.
really dangerous moving.
Extremely fast, immediate
moving. So basically we've come to the conclusion that both of these things are just things that we already do, but quicker.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. I see them in their... And their practical usefulness is two totally different concepts.
The thing, like, you can't go back. You cannot go back in time. You can go forward in time like you are right now, but you cannot go back in time without time traveling. But that's not teleporting.
How do you time travel?
In something, probably. I don't know. I've never done it.
But I'm saying, what do you use to time travel?
I've never done it. I don't know.
What would you think you would use to time
travel? It would
travel?
Make sense... Since no one can run a really fast car. Yeah.
That goes 88 miles an
hour. Would you call
it a
teleportation device?
No.
Okay.
Because, that's another good one.
Oh my gosh.
The teleportation device is not going with you. The time traveling one is going with you.
How do you know that?
Because then how are you going to get back?
Well, with teleportation, it's the theory is being like there's a pod here and a pod here.
Yeah. Like in Halo.
And you just, or in Austin Powers.
Star Trek, yeah. Time traveling is like, okay, I'm in this thing, and it's going to make me go back in time. You can't teleport back in time.
How do you know that?
Because that's never happened in the history of anything.
Neither of these things have ever happened in the history of anything.
Okay, that's true. That's
okay, all right.
This needs to be an episode on its own.
It you could be a bonus. It could be
How
a bonus.
How long has it been?
18 minutes.
We got more time.
No, 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 no. Please, no.
I got more in me.
I don't. So I think I'm going to wrap it up because no one... This is why debates never work in the sense of like no one's going to change their mind. So
I started to for a second because I understood what he was saying more, but then no.
I have but changed my mind in some right from the original formation of the theory.
Because
it has changed.
Because you've changed what you're saying. You were saying that it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Now you're saying you can't
have
one without the other.
Well, they're not the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah. So progress. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at Come on. Yeah. And we all love each other.
6 months.
So, yeah, we're going to wrap this up. Thank you for hanging with us through this extended stay of the Burrito Hour and through the great debate. Zeke, man, thank you seriously for being on here. It was awesome. If you check out anchor.fm/theburritohour, you can find our Spreadshirt link where you can buy merch, fanny packs, hoodies. It's so awesome. You can also leave us voice messages that we'll play in the show, and man, we will answer your questions or respond to your statements or whatever. Or if you just want to argue with Parker, you can leave a voice message arguing with Parker.
Please do.
Oh yeah,
that would be awesome. So hey, thank you so much for hanging out on the Burrito Hour. We'll see you next week.
Like,